Maybe if I could ask you, Mike, Johannes, please, Secretary, could you tell us, do you believe that agriculture can be seen as the greenest generation?
Well, my initial answer is going to be a little bit obvious because I'm of course going to answer that yes. But let me, if I might, offer some thoughts about the topic. You know, when you think of the days when I grew up on that dairy farm in north central Iowa, here's kind of how our genetics worked. My father would go to the sale barn or maybe to a neighbor's farm, and he would eyeball the cow and say, boy, that looks like it's going to be a very productive animal. Here's how our feed conversion worked. We had a pit silo that we put silage in, and we fed it throughout the winter. It was on the north side of the barn, and I have to tell you, much of my formative years was out in that pit silo. We fed corn. We fed a ration that we thought would improve production. And that's pretty much how we ran our operation. And it wasn't that much different for hogs, wasn't that much different for the cattle that we raised. Now let me fast forward 40, 45 years. We are now talking about the science of food conversion that is just literally beyond my imagination when I was growing up on that dairy farm. We are now talking about genetics with dairy animals, for example, that quite honestly I could not have imagined as a young person growing up on that dairy farm. We are now talking about the ability of that single cow to produce more than they've maybe ever produced before. You know, if you look at milk production in the United States and as you see production rise, it's not necessarily that we're adding tens and tens of thousands of cows. We are just figuring out how that cow becomes more productive. So what does this lead us to in terms of the greenest generation? Well, the better feed conversion you have, the better your situation is going to be from an environmental standpoint. If you can produce the productivity of that animal, again, whether it's a head of cattle, if it's a cow, whatever, then obviously the smaller problem you're going to leave behind relative to that cow. When we acknowledge the young scientists today, what we acknowledge, I believe, is not only their ability and their skill, but I believe we acknowledged that the solution to many of our challenges in terms of agriculture and specifically animal agriculture being a part of the greenest generation lies in improved science, improved technology, improved feed conversion, therefore, improved genetics, and these young people are going to do that. That's why I always argued as Secretary of Agriculture, one of the ways to stay cutting edge is to invest in science. To invest in that vehicle that really builds our agricultural system in so many ways, but also lends to solving the problem that is raised by this question. So I end my response by returning to exactly where I started and saying, yes, of course. Because I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the remarkable improvement that we have seen in this area in agriculture, not only as a young child growing up on that dairy farm, but ultimately as the Secretary of Agriculture. I've seen what we can do with science and technology.